You're hearing the Amy Weenan's Real Estate Show on News Talk 1540 KXEL. And as we get into this weekend, we got to remind everyone that daylight savings time begins tomorrow. That's kind of a bummer announcement, isn't it? But it is.
It's going to be awesome. Daylight.
Yeah, end of the day, we're going to have a little more daylight
yeah,
on that.
It's going to be nice.
And warmer temps that are on the way. Along with Amy, I'm Gary Edwards, and we have just brought in a very bright light that we want to shine here on the Cedar Valley. Some of the treasures, as you like to call them.
I am so excited to have Terry Trask in the office today. She's in the house, and she is the principal out at Orange Elementary. I'm thrilled to have her, and she's one of these most inspiring people. She's got tons of energy, tons of passion, and literally when you talk about a culture, she has created an amazing culture out at Orange Elementary. So if you ever need a pickup, you should just head out there. You owe yourself, do yourself a favor. Literally head out, walk in the door, and energy just starts to fill your body. I mean, it's inspiring out there.
It is.
I love what you've done out there. And so when I walked in the door out there, I'm like, ooh, this feels so good. I love it. And so she's here today, and she's one of the greatest, bright spots in our community, in our schools. I'm proud of her, and I'm thrilled to have her today.
So am I. Nice to see you, Terry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, as you come on board, where do you want to start with this?
I'd like to kind of start off with just discussing like that cultural, the culture that you're creating out at Orange Elementary feels so different than a lot of places that I've been, right? And I know some of it has to do with that leader and me. Tell me about that.
Well, when you say that about culture, we actually just spent last Wednesday talking about a culture shift.
Okay.
And really, it's a whole paradigm shift. If we look through the lens of, okay, how can we only address academics? We do certain things and
right.
we get certain things. Mm-hmm. However, if we put on those other pair of glasses that say, can we look through the lens of how can we make every child a leader?
Mm-hmm.
We do some of the same things, but a lot of different things, and we get what we're getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had all the staff come up with what are some examples they have of the culture shift.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone either had a personal example or an example for us with a student that they said, you know, this is different. We still have quality teaching and high levels of achievement in literacy and math. But now that we have incorporated the leadership piece, looking at leadership opportunities for kids, and we've incorporated the blue zone for healthy habits, all of that has just come together, and it's really created a culture of ownership among our kids
mm-hmm.
and school pride that is just second to none.
Before the program started, you were telling me about your student leaders, and you had one that was going to be missing that day. Tell me about that.
Yes, exactly. We have student leaders in all capacities, but one of our leadership roles is the hand sanitizer person. And this young man comes in the morning, and he is there for breakfast to help us with the hand sanitizer, and he couldn't make it one day. So sure enough, that morning, bright and early, I had a text from him asking if I could get him a substitute and wanting me to know that he was not available for his job. Even more special, when he did return, he said, Mrs. T, I would have gotten a sub lined up in advance had I known, but it was kind of an emergency. So he thanked me for getting his sub. And
no kidding.
I thought, wow, just that he takes it that seriously, and what we're really, you know, training him up for the real world
yeah.
of life skills.
And yeah.
I would love to have every employee have that same sense of loyalty and to say, hey,
this is my job,
know,
and I own this.
This is my job. Right. And
yeah.
I own this. I'm a part of this.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a missing trait in a lot of different corners of our world.
It is.
Accountability.
Right.
Yeah. So how do you accomplish that? How did you accomplish that with him?
I think just giving him the opportunity, just making sure that he knew that it's important and that he feeds into a much bigger picture. Without him, it doesn't run.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew if he wasn't going to be there, how was it going to run was his question. And mm-hmm. he knew he needed to get somebody in there. And he had access to my number, so I'm the one that got the text. And I thought, great, just great. I couldn't have been prouder of him or felt like that was more of a testament to what it is we're trying to do. With
so him. It isn't so much the job as it is the value of the job. And he saw great value in not being able to do his job and wanted you to know.
Very much so. Very much so.
Wow.
So I just love, like, okay, I drive around, and I'm always quoting those seven habits, right?
Right.
Synergize, start with the end in mind, think win-win. What else?
Well, be proactive. Actually,
be proactive.
There's that private victory, and we always, you know, tell the kiddos that until you have a handle on what we call private victory, those first three habits, so being proactive is the very first thing. They're in charge of them. They're not a victim. It's not because somebody made me do it. Mm-hmm. Everything's a choice. So be proactive. Begin with the end in mind. Where are we trying to go? What's your purpose? To see a student, second grader, kindergartner with a personal mission statement,
it's awesome.
Pretty powerful.
It is.
And then the next thing is put first things first. So if you don't know where you're going, how do you know what to do first? So that's really the crux of the private victory. And we say you have to have the attitude, then the skill, then the behavior. So the attitude is be proactive. The skill is begin with the end in mind. And the behavior, I can now put first things first. So if you have a handle on that, then you can go to the public victory, which is habits 4, 5, and 6. So the attitude there is think win-win. So if you don't have the attitude of private victory, which is be proactive, there's no way you can have the public of think win-win, mm-hmm. of that attitude part. So mm-hmm. get that in line. So if you're thinking win-win, then you can seek first understand. Yep. Then your behavior is you synergize.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids know that the habit that makes all the others possible, which I call it our blue zone habit, but it's habit 7, sharpen the saw, is really that balance of heart, mind, body, and soul. It's not just about fitness. It's not just about nutrition. It's about feeding heart, mind, body, and soul. And a big piece of that at Orange is service learning, mm-hmm. is giving back. Leaders give back. Leaders pay it forward. They know that they're a part of making the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our student leadership group, when they came out to see Amy, they said, you know, our challenge to you is be a leader. Everybody can be a leader. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. And we challenge you to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And their world right now is Orange, but they know that, I always say, the world doesn't stop at the Orange doors.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a much bigger sense of purpose here, guys, with the community and the world. So their service learning opportunities are not just within the school.
Do you know what I love is that she just keeps planting and breathing and watering those seeds of greatness in those kids, right? And those seeds of vision. Because just think, if you're just thinking book, academics, academics, grades.
Next assignment.
Then you get in, then you get out of school, and guess what? You might maybe be a walking genius, but you have no life skills.
Right.
And can't hardly function, right?
No.
Maybe you can function by yourself. Maybe you can take a test. Maybe you can do whatever. But the life skills don't exist. And so I think it's amazing. I think it's an awesome opportunity that those kids have to sit there and have, like, once that vision is presented to them, like, they just start to think that way. And that mind that gets expanded can't go back to, you just start to think, like, I'm going to think that way, right?
Right.
I'm going to change the world. And then as Kid President says, give me your awesome.
That's right. That's okay. Kid President. We're a big fan of Kid President.
I'm a big fan of him, yes, too. Bring me your awesome.
That's right.
Right?
And we have Kid Congress
that's
at our school.
Good.
So if you've been following our Orange Elementary Lego League, we started a Kid Congress. And they've actually have a video out about Habit 5.
I've seen it. It's awesome.
Oh, it's excellent.
It's really, really good.
And it's been everywhere. They actually went to the State Lego League competition. It's been a public service announcement. They're working with a lawyer pro bono to get the copyright on that.
Seriously.
And so
it's very good.
They have learned a lot through
wow.
this process. But, you know, we say all the time that these are the kids that they're in charge of our world, how it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they can be total consumers or we can teach them another way. And they're really the kids that are going, the people that are going to be taking care of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I use the analogy all the time that when that person is wheeling me down the hall and I'm looking up at them, I want to make sure it's a person who understands proactive and win-win. I want to know that. And so right now we have the opportunity to lay the groundwork for that. So that's where we're headed.
I love it.
Before we started rolling here today, Terry, you were talking about a young man who has had somewhat of a global impact already. Was his name Jackson? Is that?
Yes. Yeah. His name is Jackson Engstrom, and he is a special kid. He is a first grader at Orange, and we are so blessed to have him, actually his whole family. He is a young man with Batten's disease, so jacksonsjourney.com is something I would encourage everyone to check out. He really started a movement in December. He has one of his heroes is the Grinch, and he said, boy, you know, that Grinch's heart could grow bigger. And he set about doing random acts of kindness. And if you follow Jax's journey, this kid is everywhere. He's going into Poncheros buying meals for people. He is leaving flowers in the mailbox for the mailman. He is looking for ways, he and his family, looking for ways to make the world a better place. But they've also challenged the rest of us to do the same thing. So what he proposed is, if you do a random act of kindness, create a heart, put your random act of kindness on there, sign your name, send it to Orange. And his goal was to get 100 hearts before Christmas. And to be honest with you, a few days before, I was really out beating the halls saying, okay, we've got to help out here. And now we are in the thousands. And if you come to Orange Elementary, just what Amy said, you feel it. but you feel it and you see it. There are hearts lining our hallways. Just last week, all the students had the opportunity to put their handprint, their physical painted handprint, in our commons area. It's very colorful. There's hearts all over. And our quote is, be the change you wish to see in the world. And around the word change is a big heart. Because we said, you know, you have to lend a hand, but you have to do it with your heart.
Right.
And everybody has the opportunity to do that. Everybody. So the message is loud and clear. You not only, like I said, feel it, you see it, but we are getting a response from that from, well, the Netherlands. We have a postcard saying, this was my random act of kindness. You know, saw it on Facebook. I'm connected to someone. And local school, there was a young man at Lincoln Elementary in Cedar Falls, and he got his whole school behind it and brought over 300 hearts.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, and he challenged several others. Lincoln Elementary in Waterloo, they even made a video because they said, hey, we didn't want to inundate you with hearts, but we want to show you at Lincoln Elementary in Waterloo, the hearts are up on their wall. And they went through and read some. We are getting tactile hearts because Jax is visually impaired, and he's able to actually feel those hearts. And I have to tell you, he feels every heart in every sense of the word.
First grader.
He's a first grader.
Wow, isn't it amazing?
A first grader. Amazing. And in our halls, too, the kids came up with, hey, you know, Jax can't see all of our awesome murals.
Yeah.
So they have brailled the sayings on those murals. And then
they have?
Yes, and they've made some of them tactile. So his brother actually designed one of them. All the murals are student designed. And so their framed artwork is next to the big picture. But you'll see that they've used puff paint, and he knows that one of those is him. This is the little boy, and it's one thing for us to see it through our eyes, but to see it through his is just a gift. I really invite you to come out and engage with him and see that. It's great.
Awesome. Terry Trask, principal at Orange Elementary here in Waterloo, along with Amy Wienans. I'm Gary Edwards. How long have you had Leader in Me in place, and when you began kind of cultivating all of this?
Right. This is my fourth year at Orange, and this would be our third year with Leader in Me. The end of my first year, we actually took 2 days that summer to work with the staff and go through the 7 habits. Because the model of Leader in Me is really inside out. And they say it takes 3 things. It takes, one, an administrator who's all in. I'm all in. It takes, the second thing is all the staff needs to be living and modeling the habits. And the third thing is that every child needs to be seen as a leader. That child you want to take home, and the child that some days you might wish they'd stayed home, and everybody in between. So it's about every child and discovering their gifts and talents. Probably the toughest thing for the staff was that every in-service they go to, it's always, how do we do this with kids? And this in-service was, this is about me. This is about investing in me.
Yeah.
This is about my personal growth and journey first. So we spent 2 full days doing that, and that was really a gift from the Leader Valley. I can't say enough about the support of the Leader Valley. That's been incredible. And then we moved into that next year of let's get our environment in order and get things going. However, that was our last year at the Old Orange. So we built our new building last year, and in that transition, we were able to keep our environmental things going and have it become a part of our culture. But I would say that some of the functions with our students, they really did take a back seat to just getting all of our new routines and procedures open.
Sure.
So we had that year, but it was a different year. This year, we have completely embraced every aspect of it. It is a part of Orange. Like Amy said, you see it and you feel it when you come in. And we're actually working toward our lighthouse status, which means to be, there's only one other school in the state of Iowa that is a lighthouse school, which is Brookview Elementary in Waukee, and they just received their status. But what it is it's a process that you go through to say, in all of these areas, we are living and breathing the 7 habits and the Leader in Me, and we can be a light for other schools to come in and help them do the same thing. Because this isn't about what school is doing it better.
Right.
This is about doing the best thing for kids and how can we get all kids involved. And there are several schools in the Cedar Valley that are doing the same thing. We just are really think that it would be a real source of pride for our students to say, hey, look what you've accomplished, and to be able to share that with other schools. So we didn't start out saying, let's check off the criteria and be a lighthouse school. It just evolved, and they came to us and said, you know, would you consider being a model for other schools. So that would be really exciting if that does happen, and we'll be finding
out here by
the end of spring.
The end of it. So, I don't know what this is going to happen.
Yeah, we're excited. Our student lighthouse team has worked very hard on it, so
yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
I know you're too humble to mention this, so I'll jump in and say that you have a partnership with Amy Weenan's Real Estate at Orange Elementary,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yes, we do. That has been a win-win across the board. Actually, they joined us last spring, and I was super excited for my selfish reason was my son works for Amy Weenan, so that was
and he's
that,
awesome.
He's awesome. So that was a fun connection, and I've always totally admired Amy. So I knew that her energy and her team pairing up with us would be incredible, and it has been. Probably our biggest points of pride this year so far have been that we were able to take a group of students out to Amy's crew and let our student leaders do a professional presentation for them and get some feedback, and just providing that avenue for them and giving them the feedback was an excellent opportunity for our kids. The other thing that happened is some of Amy's team came out to our school and worked with our student greeter leaders and actually trained them to do a better job of giving tours. Because just like with any opportunity, you can give someone a job, but if you don't train them to do that job and do it well, it's very hard for them to perform. So we knew that our greeter leaders could use some help, and it was spot on with what her team was able to share with us. And we even had some feedback from the kids that now they feel just more competent in their role. And that would not have happened without that partnership.
How about that? Did you teach them the handshake?
Anna led that, right?
Yes, she did.
Anna is like my left arm, right? She's been with
right,
me for like
right.
12 years.
Yeah.
And she is awesome. Like, she leads our role play. She leads our scripts and dialogues. But she's she's perfect for that. I mean, she's awesome, right? I don't want to tell you what we call her under office. she can call any client. She can call any storm. I mean, she's just got a really good way with words. And she's really good with people. So I thought that was really, so fitting. And I know she had fun doing it.
Right. And she actually has an extra, I guess, invested passion in Orange because her children go there.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
Kale goes there this time. So that's been fun.
Now, for many people, the proof is in what happens. And now that you've been able to have this transition period with a new culture at a school, a high priority for almost everyone is going to be the academic side. What have you seen there, Terry?
Well, one of our goals we have our literacy, obviously, and our math and our culture goal. And to have every child feel like they are a part of a safe, healthy, positive learning community. And anytime you feel that you're a part of something and that what you do matters in the big scheme of things, you're going to see improvement. So, for example, our literacy goal is for everyone to have expected or accelerated growth. So when you walk into our school, there's a huge, we call it the scoreboard, but it is a display, and we've done it with chalkboard paint and actually graphed our progress. Each child that makes that then, for we have beginning, middle, and end of year, they actually put their initial in that bar on that graph. So back in their classroom, they have a leadership notebook that also has their goal in it. So they know that their performance, they have a personal goal, but it impacts their classroom goal, it impacts their grade level goal, and it impacts our whole school goal, which is right there front and center every day when they go to lunch. But that's in our reading area. Math, they have an essential for their grade level, and it's the same thing. Their individual goal, their classroom, their grade level, and school, and then the same way with service learning. So we call them our WIGs, our wildly important goals, and they know that hey, this is what's wildly important at Orange Elementary, and this is how I can help us achieve that.
That's like the business world does that too.
Exactly. Huh. And like I said, that inside out model. So many people think if you fix the outside, this us part, then the we will get better, and then the me will improve. But it's the opposite. It's you have to take care of me, because the good me makes a great we. I always say makes an incredible us. And you got to put the man together for the rest of the world to fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people try to put the world into place so that the man feels better, and it just doesn't work that way. So I think our kids really are starting to see that, hey, if Orange Elementary is a high-achieving school in literacy, I was a part of that.
Yeah, it's
great.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you. Good for you. High five.
Can you believe these skills that are being imparted to these kids? I mean, it's awesome.
It really is.
It really, because you know what? I was never like that smart kid, right? I was very average, and I was very average in school, right? College, I mean, I graduated like a 3-point, right? Nothing awesome, okay? But here's the thing. I'm like, I get out in the world, and I'm like, I didn't really know it until you get into it. I'm like, you know what? Barbara Corcoran, who's a person I totally love, she's all about, you know what? It doesn't take a genius to go out and create a business. You just have to have a lot of grit, persistence, and passion, right? Mm-hmm. Those leadership skills. And so to me, I'm like, okay, academics is really critical. I totally believe that, right? I'm all about test scores. That's awesome. High five. That's great. But at the end of the day, it's all about that internal. What's your internal makeup? What's your vision? How do you act as a leader every day? And what is the world you want to create? And I love, that's why I think I love it.
Well, and when I think back to the research that we did with emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. when we were looking at brain research back in the 80s, early 90s, and it's exactly this. It's saying, you know, that you can have IQ, but it's the EQ that makes the difference. Oh. That emotional intelligence, and it's exactly what you're saying. Those leadership skills, can you go the distance? Do you have perseverance? Can you bounce back? I mean, resilience is one of the number one indicators. And if you... Number one, don't believe, hey, I'm proactive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge of me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is about my choices.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no way they're going to be able to persevere or have that resilience factor. So, mm-hmm. you know, we can't hammer away enough at private victory for our kiddos. We just mm-hmm. can't.
You have another big platform coming up for them to empower them. Many people may have heard about TEDx.
Right.
About the conversations that can be regional, can be local, but can go global. Tell us about this opportunity that's coming up this spring.
We are thrilled to have a part of this with the TEDx event at UNI.
Yeah.
There are actually 7 students from Orange and 3 from Hoover, and then Mike Fisher, the principal at Hoover, and myself. So there will be 10 of us on the stage for the TEDx presentation, and we have 4 to 7 minutes to get the message across that leadership is a choice and what the leader in me plays in that. So really it is, you know, our kids are going to start it off and they're going to wrap it up. They start it off with, I'm a leader. Mike and I share some bits and pieces about the leader in me. And then at the end, it's our kids explaining that leadership looks different in our schools. And there's mm-hmm. been a paradigm shift, and that's the word they're going to use. And they'll go through the list of, you know, leadership is service. Leadership is giving back. Leadership is... sharing your gifts and talents. Leadership is celebrating diversity. Leadership is goal setting and scoreboarding. So they'll be stepping people through that paradigm shift and trying to create the picture of what leadership is in the Leader in Me schools mm-hmm. and what that really means for our communities, not just now, but down the road. Because it really is about changing lives for kids.
And we're seeing some of that. Even at that level in middle school, I've witnessed it over at Hoover, where the skills that they have at being able to interact with adults is just remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
There are many adults that don't have those skills.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to them for business, for school, for personal opportunities down the road, Terry?
Well, like Amy said before, you can't take them back. Once their mind starts thinking that way, we can't keep up with the ideas that are coming. And, you know, they always say that we're training kids now for jobs that don't even exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to not only be filling those jobs, they're going to be creating those jobs.
Yeah.
And those are the people that I want, well, A, taking care of me, B, surrounding me. I would love to say in the Cedar Valley, looking at our job statistics that the Leader Valley and Melissa Reed share all the time, they're saying there are jobs unfilled because we don't have solid candidates. Wouldn't it be awesome to see down the road we have a plethora of students coming from our schools that are more than capable and qualified to take those jobs because they have the soft skills that are needed, which is really the gap that they're saying we have. They may have the qualifications from an educational standpoint, but they don't have the soft skills in place. Mm-hmm. And soft skills is a big piece of Leader in Me. One of the things that our kids will share at the TEDx event is I have 2 little kids, and Brenner is one, and Kenzie, and they will say, hey, someday on our real jobs, you know, these are the things we've learned, but we will use them, say, at home, at work, at play, and someday on our real jobs.
I love it.
So they know that right now this is their real job, but
someday on their
real jobs, this is how that will
be. I love it.
Yeah. And they're real, you used to say to a child, so what's your job? Which meant, you know, they need to come to school, and they need to follow directions, and they need to...
Yeah.
You know, I was like Amy, I was pretty average, and following directions was not high on my list. So it was, hey, you know, I want a child to be able to say, if they see something and they think there's a better way, I want them to be able to feel safe and feel like there's an avenue to speak up to make that suggestion.
Sure.
Because if they have a piece of that, they will own it, and they will hold not only themselves but others accountable in doing it. And I couldn't ask for any more than that. And that has been a huge culture shift of not just following directions, but kids learning by doing. You learn to lead by leading. You learn to be responsible by being given responsibility. You learn what consequences are by knowing that they're there. But yeah. Again, it's not the old punishment model. It's mistakes are wonderful opportunities to learn. Great, we made some. Look at all we learned. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
And what did we learn? How can we reflect on that? To see kids reflecting on their goals every day, every week. Student-led conferences this year. We just had them last week, and the celebration stories are incredible. You know, kids, is it 6:30 yet? It's my conference. Coming in a suit and a tie to take their parents through their data.
I love it.
And,
really?
And owning that data. And some of the data you're really proud of. And other, it's like, hey, you know, I didn't get this done, and this is why. And this is why. I would have loved for my own son to have those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I really would have.
Holy smokes.
I mean, aren't those kids lucky?
They are.
They're very fortunate to sit underneath that kind of leadership.
But I have to tell you, we are equally as fortunate. I mean, it is incredible what you learn. Like I said, when I say win-win, I mean that. It really is because, you know, we never stop learning, but I learn every day. Yesterday morning, said to the kids, hey, we have wellness night that's coming up tomorrow night in our school, and we needed to get some wellness bags put together. So I sent some kids down. They immediately formed an assembly line as materials ran out. Hey, how about we? Okay. And they would have in the past waited for somebody to tell them. That was done in 20 minutes and organized. They were going and getting boxes. They went and got the recycling leaders to take the others out. I said, what a great way to start my day.
Yeah.
What a great way to start my day. I mean, you know, it just takes 20 seconds of insane courage, I said, to get out of the car and get in there. Because once you're in there, you're just there. You're just there. And they really do. You know?
You just, sometimes I feel like that, too.
You do. It's like, okay, cover's going over my head, or am I getting up? I'm getting up. And you're just
walking in that door or not.
That's right. You're never sorry. You're never sorry because every day they teach you something else. I mean, you just have to let them.
You've been an educator for a while. This is a different way for you to do your craft.
It really is. It really is. It's one of the first schools that I ever went to, actually, where it started. Muriel Summers is, you know, I call her the queen of leader in me. And I was so moved by what those kids could do. Like you said, I got to see it, so I could believe it. I didn't have to believe it first. I got to see it. And she said over 80% of what we do, kids could do if we would just get out of their way and let them. And that didn't mean so much to me until I started down this path myself. And I thought, wow, the hardest thing to do is to get out of their way.
To get out of the way.
To give up the control. Mm-hmm. And to say, hey, you know what? They can. And you have to believe it. And they have to know you believe it.
That all goes back to, see, I just love this. It goes back to that whole team and just building the people around you. Because you can create massive change with that whole concept. Empowering others.
Let people go be really good at what they're really good
and
at.
Trust them. Know that you're confident in it. Yep. There's so much to be said about the fact that you trust me or that you're confident in my ability. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, those kids that do the greeting, when I think I was sharing with you that I interviewed a teacher and I said, hey, you know, part of the interview process is getting interviewed by our kids and taking the tour.
Sure.
And when we called the little gal down to do the tour, I mean, she was a foot taller than she was when she walked in. I mean, it was really powerful to see that this is her school. And the candidate that came back said, wow, not only did she tell me about every nook and cranny of your school, but it was, hey, this is how many students go here, and this is what we have to offer. And she said, I thought, I can't wait till my own child is coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And this candidate actually had been a student of Orange and had very fond memories of Orange, but she said, boy, things have changed.
Yeah.
Things have changed. Yeah.
There was never that focus of leadership when we were in school. Like, I don't ever remember, like, I mean, there was, like, student body government and newspaper and all that, but not, like, the whole emphasis of everyone in this room has great gifts and talents and abilities, and they might not all look the same, right?
Right.
But they're awesome. And so bring your awesome and create your awesome. None of that was really, I was not in that kind of an environment. Right?
No, either was I. And that really drives my passion for this, to be honest with you. And shame on me. Here's my shame on me story of my first year at Orange. I realized one evening I had asked a group of students to help with something. Several of them the next morning were going on kind of a special event. And not just several, but all of them that were involved. That next day, we had students involved. It was the same kids. It was the same,
yep.
the same five or six or seven.
Yeah.
And I really had to reflect on that and say, you know what? I grew up in small town America where I graduated high school, and I got to be one of those kids. So, you know, we kind of teach like we were taught. And it's great if you're one of those kids. I'd never thought about what is it like
if you're not.
If you're not.
Yeah.
If you're not. And why can't everybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there's plenty of work to go around. There's plenty of opportunities to go
yeah.
around. Why should it be? And that was really a hard sell to some of the stakeholders of, wait a minute, you're not going to have a student council anymore? Or, how can that be? It's the same people.
Churches so said, like that, too.
Very much so. Very much so. And I said, yeah. you know what? How can we change this without just changing it? Mm-hmm. And so there was a little bit of an evolution, but we just really stayed the course. I said, here's the vision. Again, I'm going back to it's all kids. Mm-hmm. And you know, some of the other schools will tell you, as you go to other Lighthouse schools, that was one of the biggest things, especially depending on the socioeconomic level of the school, of giving up some of those things. But, you know, like I said, I was one of those kids. I was on student council, and I was the twirler and the cheerleader captain and the blah, 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 blah. But there were a lot of kids that could have been any of those things given, I think, two things. One, the opportunity so that they had a choice or felt like they did. And two, somebody that saw it in them mm-hmm. and that believed in them and said, hey. And what we need to figure out is there's something to be seen in every kid. What is it? Find it. And mm-hmm. that's our challenge is it's not, I mean, those kids that don't fill out a job application,
yeah.
you know, we hunt them down. Oh, hey, would you like to? And we just ended up, we added a boy last week to birthday patrol. And he now has a job every morning. He comes down. He said, you know, some of these little kids are bummed if we don't have, if their birthday isn't recognized.
Their birthday's not on.
So he's birthday patrol guy. They do the announcements in the morning. I used to do that. They've taken over all of that. It really is. It's just nice to see our students run their school.
And Terry, I'm so glad that you're doing it. I mean, that's amazing. Again, I'm going back to what a gift it is. I'm going to give you this a little tweak on the inside, okay? So I was not on, it seemed like there was like six or seven kids. I'm like, oh, they are so cool. They always did our newspaper, right? I'm not the greatest writer. To this day, people have to check my emails, right? Because it can be scary what I send out, okay? Grammatically, I talk, run on, right? And I just keep talking. Okay, so people in my office know, hey, Amy's getting ready to send an email. We better proof the heck out of this thing. That's just how it is, okay, to this day. In fact, when Gail worked with us, I'm like, can you help me, Gail? I'm like, I need some skills here. But anyway, so check this out. So Nancy was the teacher that led that newspaper, right? So I always thought, Nancy is the coolest teacher, but I didn't really have anything ever to do with her because she was just always with that same group of kids all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's fast forward 20 years, and now they call me to look at houses. And I have to tell you something. When they call me to look at houses, I'm like, something happened to me. Like, oh, and they love me. And now they've just made, you know, when they found out we were having babies, they were dropping balloons and flowers. And she's just, you know, made me all these blankets. And I'm like, it's so different. Because, you know what? It still feels like I'm in high school.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, oh, Ms.
That was
Bird
your relationship.
Loves me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's that credibility factor. It's, you know, 10 people can tell you, but if that person tells you, it's different. It's
yeah.
different. Someone that you are, that you hold in high esteem, that you respect, and you think, wow, they think this. So kids rise to the occasion.
And
it's presumed competent.
And I'm like, I will jump for them, right? Because I love them, but I always have that in my head. I'm like, oh, and then I like fast forward it. And I'm like, wow, who would ever have thought? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I definitely know what you mean. I really had somewhat of a unique experience. I started school in Nebraska and actually went to a one-room schoolhouse, which is
wow.
which is where I really learned the value of community. So, yeah, I'm your Laura Ingalls Wilder over
Terry,
here.
Yeah. Terry is not that old.
Yeah, so
she's not.
This yeah, is be not Little right. House on the Prairie.
There you go.
Well, and when I was in college, even at UNI, I had some kids not believe me. I said, we're going to go on a little field trip. So we actually went back to check it out. So they wanted to see it. But anyway, it has since burned down. But in Nebraska, they had one-room school. So I had that opportunity. And then due to some family situations, I ended up moving and was at a school where, you know, when you say presumed competence, I had people, you know, I wasn't the kid I was in high school. I was, you know, one of the junior high kids in trouble. I did some community service. I washed some fire trucks, I'll be honest. and I got that label of one of those kids. And so I became one of those kids.
One of those kids. Yeah.
Then when we made the move and I went to a school that was organized a little differently, And just like you said, I had one of the right people see some of the right things, and I stepped up to that and lived up to that. And I thought, you know what? That has really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. I actually spent my last 2 years of high school in foster care, and I had, though, so many caring adults in my world. It was so awesome
Lucky
to have
you.
That
yeah.
and to be at a school. I mean, I lived at school, mm-hmm. and I thought someday, I never dreamt I would be a teacher or a principal or end up in education, but I thought someday I want, you know, my own kids to go to a school like this. I just really have a high regard for where I graduated high school. And so anyway, coming and being a teacher, you know, I don't think any of them are surprised mm-hmm. as much as I was, mm-hmm. but I've said that over and over. I love that in our office, when you walk in, it's a caring environment.
Is.
And, you know, every kid knows that they're loved, that we're glad they're there. Mm-hmm. We're really glad they're there.
Yeah.
And they want to be there. And they want to be there because they know it makes a difference if they're not there. Because
Amen.
It's their school.
Amen.
I love it. And guess what? Now taking it back to the real estate side of it, we have a whole entire new development opening up out in Audubon that's all tied to Orange Elementary. So it's got tax abatement. Houses are going to be up by probably the first of this next year. And we should have a waiting list of people waiting to build out there and to get into that school.
We are so excited, you guys. They're going to be doing some boundary changes, so we'll be getting some new kiddos. Currently, we have about 550 students, and we're built to house at least 600. So we have a couple of, quote, empty rooms. Of course, the pockets are at different grade levels, but I invite anyone to come out to Orange Elementary. I always say this place is built to serve kids. It really is. It is designed so well. And I again, would love to have my own kids, grandkids attend Orange Elementary. And we have student greeter leaders available at any time to give tours. So you can come in, check in the office.
I love it.
That's right. Just bring your ID. We'll get you scanned and get you on the road. But it really is an amazing place. And we're very excited about the expansion out there. And mm-hmm. can't wait to expand our family.
Yeah. So. Thank you so much, Terry. It's been a great honor to have you here today.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for the time, but more importantly, what you're doing there. It's
awesome.
It's pretty inspiring.
Mm-hmm. I just get to sit back and watch it all get done. It's awesome.
Rock on.
Thank you.
Go, girl.
All right.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.